Now let's go up to Coromandel, where we were reporting earlier. A code of conduct complaint has been laid about the vaccination stance of Thames Coromandel District Council Mayor Sandra Gowdy. Several councillors are fuming the Mayor will attend a council meeting today in person, despite being unvaccinated. Adding to their ire is the emergence of a month-old YouTube video which features Sandra Gowdy interviewed on an Australian anti-vaccination group's channel.
It's just ridiculous. I think it's actually time to drop the mandates, drop the borders, open it up and just deal with it. There are marches. There are thousands going out to these marches. They're hardly covered by the media. Everybody's wondering what's happened to our media. It's really sad. Never thought we'd get to that in our lifetime. And here we are. And we all still remember strongly World War One and Two.
Councillor Gary Gottlieb is on the line now. Morena.
Morena.
How would you describe the mayor at the moment?
Well, I just want to refresh listeners' memories. And one of the reasons I got onto council was she was the mayor that would not sign the climate change declaration, notwithstanding advice from local government New Zealand. It was just simply a declaration of intention. And we had a huge court case, which we lost. We're all going to lose. And it's cost the ratepayers a small fortune. But that's her consistent background. She is a science denier. That's the problem.
Are vaccine passports not being enforced in the council building?
Well, I think they might be. We're having that discussion today, and I think by the end of the week, the chief executive will make that the case.
And, why has it not come in already, though?
Well, I would have liked to have come in already, but they had to go through the consultation process, and they say all that sort of thing, so who am I to criticise processes? But the fact is she knows it's probably coming, even though yesterday we had a bit of a discussion. The mayor came on and tried to ignore the fact that the council has unanimously passed a resolution saying it categorically supports the government vaccination program, and that all elected members and staff, whether it's mandate or not, should consider being vaccinated in line with the Ministry of Health's advice. And this for health reasons. Yesterday she said, oh, well, that's not really what it says. She will change and fudge anything to suit her purposes. And it's quite clear that's what the reality of life is. But she is a total anti-vaxxer.
So have you asked for her to appear remotely rather than be in person at this meeting?
Yes.
And the answer?
Deputy Mayor did that. I asked the chief executive. And she just, look, you can't argue, tell her anything. She just is overpowering and belligerent, and that's her style.
Are you going to have a vote of no confidence?
Well, it doesn't matter. What I've checked this all out. This is the reason that this nonsense in democracy is. Even if we had a vote of no confidence, which I'm sure we could get, it's not going to achieve anything. We can't make her go. She can only resign, and that's the way the law is. Look at Tim Shadbolt and other mayors that they serve out their term. And that's a total anomaly that exists and is very, very frustrating.
Thank you very much for coming on Morning Report. Gary Gottlieb there, councillor at Thames Coromandel District Council.